WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Van Morrison spent the 80s making music a lot of his old fans found hermetic and inaccessible. His latest album, Hymns to the Silence, is a return to his more accessible music of the 60s and 70s, but ironically, it attacks the very fans who prefer that side of him.
Hymns to the Silence is, by all outward appearances, a major statement. It's a double record set with a portentous title, filled with lots of contemplative melodies, The Musings of Van Morrison. There is indeed a fair amount of stately, frequently pretty music on Hymns to the Silence, but far more of this collection is taken up with an eccentricity that's become an obsession, Van Morrison's hatred of the music business and his audience.
Professional jealousy makes others crazy. They think you got something that they don't have. What they don't understand is it's not that easy to cover the miles and be where you are.
That's the pointedly titled Professional Jealousy, a song about how jealous people are of Van Morrison and how draining that is on him. As the song proceeds, it becomes more and more cynical, concluding with a verse in which Morrison, talking about his long career, says, quote, "The only requirement is to know what's needed and be best at delivering the product on time." And just in case we didn't get the message, he follows that with a little ditty called I'm Not Feeling It Anymore.
All the time I was giving everybody what they wanted, and I lost my peace of mind. You know, all I ever wanted was simply just to be me. All you ever need is the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yeah. I'm not feeling it no more. I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm trying to give you the score, just like I did before.
That song is a catchy little tune all about the fact that Van Morrison is sick of trying to come up with catchy little tunes. In a nice paradox, when he says, I'm not feeling it anymore, it seems as if he actually is. But there's a lot of music on Hymns to the Silence to confirm his sentiments of exhaustion and despair, as well as fascinating, rambling rants, like the one he inserts into the middle of his version of the old hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
See me through desert windy roses, by and by when the morning comes, jazz and blues and folk, poetry and jazz, voice and music, music and no music, silence and then voice, music and writing, words, memories, memories way back, take me way back, Hindford Street and Hank Williams, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet on Sunday afternoons in winter, Sidney Bechet, Sunday afternoons in winter, and the tuning in of stations in Europe on the wireless. Before, yes, before, this was the way it was. More silence, more breathing together, not rushing, being. Before rock and roll, before television, previous, 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 see me through, just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Morrison has spent the past decade denying the great commercial work he did in the 70s and exploring a spiritual life in terms so vague or so trite that its personal nature was better left to himself. On Hymns to the Silence, Morrison has at least fixed on a subject that really fills him with some passion, all those listeners whom he calls hypocrites and parasites and people who drain.
I've been told a lie, I've got to make the most. Spent all these years going from pillar to post. Now I'm standing on the outside and I'm waiting in the rain. Tell me why must I always explain? Spread my soul to the crowd, a below what the cost. Most of them laughed out loud like nothing's been lost. There were hypocrites and parasites and people that drink. Tell me, why must I always explain?
Why Must I Always Explain is derivative of the 70s music he professes to hate, filled with bile toward the fans who love him. He says at one point, "I never turned out to be the person you wanted me to be." And we all know who that person is. Van the Man, the blissed out guy who wrote Moondance and Tupelo Honey and Domino and Blue Money. Well, it's true. That is the guy we want him to be. And I certainly don't feel like a parasite saying it. Do you?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Van Morrison's new album, Hymns to the Silence, is on the Polydor label. I'm Terry Gross.